T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, take a moment to Google Matt Lauer and the new information that's come out about Matt Lauer allegedly raping a co-worker at the Olympics in Sochi, Russia. There was a certain style to it that I can legally say it on the air, but I'd rather not. So I check into that, because I've got a special song that I'm going to dedicate to Matt Lauer coming up here, this half hour. So just check that out. Just see what the latest information is. If you're just tuning in, we're continuing to go a little deeper into Ellen addressing the criticism for her sitting with and laughing with former Republican President George W. Bush in the Jerry Jones suite at the Cowboys-Packers game. It seems to me that this is just another example of total political intolerance. And Ellen on her show defended her behavior. She said, I'm friends with him. I can be friendly with him. And she said that people are wondering why a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president. What, you wouldn't sit next to somebody? Man, I would love to have a conversation with any president, whether I agreed with them or not. You don't think it would be interesting to sit next to a president of the United States? I mean, even if you didn't like Barack Obama, you don't think that would be interesting to talk to that person who was president? Or are we so politically biased that you don't you think you're going to catch liberalism from him? And if you don't like President Trump, you wouldn't want to sit down with President Trump and have a conversation with that guy? So, I think this just is a microcosm for where we are today. And Ellen said, we're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that it's okay. It's okay to be different. It is. That's part of a blog that I wrote for our website, WWL.com, which is titled, Ellen and Bush Sitting at a Game, Lauging. And you can read that and share it. It's on our website at WWL.com. Also, there's been reaction today to me talking about a Trump supporter who waved a gun at a woman after saying that she had an Elizabeth Warren bumper sticker on her car. This took place in Moorhead, Minnesota, and the guy is from West Fargo, North Dakota. And I'm getting some text here saying, well, he was just trying to show her that Elizabeth Warren wants to take away your guns. You don't know that. Nobody who sent that text in knows that. All I know is the guy saw the bumper sticker, waved his gun, and they went back and forth while they were driving down the street. Now, it's interesting how people will just immediately jump in and give different meaning, an alternative fact, an alternative meaning to what this guy was doing. And you don't know. And, you know, for your information, you could say that that's what he was doing. And if that's what he was doing, the guy is totally stupid. Because the man now faces charges of making terroristic threats a felony and having a loaded gun in his vehicle without a permit. So if the guy was just trying to show Elizabeth Warren that, or trying to show this woman that Elizabeth Warren wants to take away your guns, the guy's a total idiot. And waving your gun around in a situation like this is not being a responsible American gun owner. Period. Also, Don Lemon on CNN got really aggravated with former Republican governor of Ohio, former Republican presidential candidate, John Kasich. Don Lemon got upset with John Kasich. John Kasich is now a political commentator for CNN. And Don Lemon was upset because John Kasich said that the transcript of the phone call that President Trump had with President Zelensky of Ukraine does not actually show a clear quid pro quo situation. And Don Lemon could not believe that that was his opinion. And basically told him that he was crazy for not believing that it was clear. Well, Don Lemon's entitled to his opinion, but again, this is part of the intolerance. And look, I understand about conflict. And there's plenty of conflict on this show. Even as a radical maverick moderate, there's conflict on this show. And the conflict is against those who don't understand equality. The conflict is against those who don't understand that we can disagree. The conflict is with those who don't understand that we are Americans first. Those are the moments of conflict on this show. So even though I might be politically tolerant, there's a lot of conflict here. But on CNN, John Kasich is a political commentator, basically asked his opinion, and he gave it. And Don Lemon was just insistent upon the fact that, no, it does clearly show political quid pro quo, which means that, you know, I want you to do this for me, and if you do this for me, I'll do something for you. And in the mind of John Kasich, well, there was a disagreement there. And that's okay. But Don Lemon didn't want to accept it. Is this where we are? And again, I want to challenge you. Is there somebody that you disagree with politically that you would enjoy hanging out with? Like Ellen did with George W. Bush. Is there somebody that you totally disagree with politically, but it might be nice to like have a cup of coffee, a beer, or have dinner with, just sit down and hang out a little bit, or just sit next to them at a ball game? Who is that person for you? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We've got a new WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll based on a text that I got in the first hour of the show. And the text challenged me. And the text said, being a patriotic American has nothing to do with the Constitution. Here's our Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Is having respect for the Constitution part of being a patriotic American? I think it is, but give us your answer. Our website is WWL.com. Here's the text. Regardless of your political stance, it's not okay to wave a gun at anyone in a vehicle, simple as that. Exactly. And yet there are people who are trying to justify the guy waving a gun because he saw an Elizabeth Warren bumper sticker on this person's car. And that really is exactly what we're talking about here. Political intolerance. So you're going to wave a gun as if to suggest, I've got a gun, I'll friggin' kill you just because you support Elizabeth Warren. Explain to me how that is the American way. It's not. And there's no justification for it. Here's a text that says, I'm more annoyed that Ellen is friends with Jerry Jones. Well, she's not friend with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones' daughter, Charlotte, invited her. So there's a little bit of a separation there with Jerry Jones. All right. Have you looked up about Matt Lauer? Have you checked that out yet? All right. Check out the latest controversy with Matt Lauer and what he allegedly did in a hotel room with this co-worker in the Sochi, Russia, the Olympics. I've got a special song we're going to dedicate to Matt Lauer coming up out of this break. I'm Scoot, and we will be back on WWL. Okay, so here's a song I want to dedicate to Matt Lauer, and if you don't understand why, I'm just going to let you have to go Google it. Man, I can't believe he allegedly did that to that co-worker. This show is really tacky at times, I know. But like they say in the Reese's commercials, not sorry. The Scoot Report, our daily Facebook video, is up on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. I'll share it on the SOTA Facebook page later. It's about Bush and Ellen sitting together and laughing at the football game at the Texas State AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Game between the Cowboys and the Packers, and Ellen said that she's friends with Aaron Brooks. I'm not Aaron Brooks. She's friends with Aaron Rodgers. And so she said that she had to kind of secretly pull for the Packers because she was in Jerry Jones' suite and everybody else was for the Cowboys there. But the question that I bring up in the video is, who is it that you disagree with politically that you might want to like hang out with, that you might be interested enough in to like have a cup of coffee with or sit next to at a football game? Here's a text that says, I wouldn't mind having a beer with Rush Limbaugh at a football game. I don't agree with anything he says politically, but he has a great sense of humor and he's hilarious. Plus, he really knows sports. I've met Rush a couple of times in my career, and he showed great respect for me. He actually listened to my show on WWL and showed respect for me, and I showed respect for him. And yeah, Rush Limbaugh would be somebody I wouldn't want to talk politics with him unless we were having fun with it. Chris, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Interesting topics today. Listen, I've been listening to people about gun rights, and I am a gun owner and a responsible gun owner at that. But what they need to understand, this right to bear arms has its roots in the defense of a country. In England, Henry II required every free man to keep arms suited to his station in life and to be prepared to fight for the common defense and the king. And what it falls down to was kind of a trick of our forefathers that, hey, look, we want you to keep a gun because if we get attacked, you're getting drafted and you're going to war. We expect you to defend the country. It was a way of maintaining a freestanding army, including the Minutemen, which we hear so much about, and Paul Revere. All these guys had arms to defend the country. And if the government got sour, of course, to fight the government itself. And I think that might be a tender subject there.
Yeah, Chris, I clearly understand. Yeah, I clearly understand your historic relevance. And, you know, I applaud the founders of the country and the framers of the Constitution because they were able to put something in that has been interpreted over the years that allows people to keep and bear arms. And I'm all for the Second Amendment, but with every right comes responsibility.
Well, this was a time, I think, when people were more responsible. Weapons control goes all the way back to the first century in Rome, where they tried to take people's weapons to make it safer for their soldiers and, of course, for their form of government. But the fact is, this law has evolved and been misinterpreted. That, you know, that these guns should be used for the purpose constitutionally and in the original laws that they were meant to be. You keep your gun at home. You don't bring it out unless you need to defend the country. The rest of all this other stuff of self-defense and everything else is not in the original law. It was to defend the country, not to defend oneself. And, you know, I think the people, including the NRA, need to get their facts straight. They need to get their facts straight about this because not everyone should be in possession of a gun, and that's quite obvious.
No, it is obvious. But, Chris, the Constitution has been interpreted and the Supreme Court has supported over the years that, yes, citizens do have a right to keep and bear arms, but, you know, there certainly should be emphasis on responsibility along with gun ownership. And some people seem to think that if they have a gun, they can do whatever the hell they want, and that simply is not factually accurate in America.
Well, having served in many different facets of law enforcement, medical, I'm going to say this. We are at a point where we will never get the guns out of everyone's hands. But I noticed with all of these mass shootings, very seldom is an armed person there at the time to put a stop to this. So we either have to get rid of the guns completely, which is not going to happen, or more people legally start carrying so that one of these knuckleheads shows up, they're taken out immediately. And it's going to be one way or the other. We either have to arm ourselves or disarm ourselves.
In theory, I think that sounds really great. On paper, it sounds great, but I just don't know that it is practical to suggest that even more people have guns because they're not going to be trained properly. And if people are not properly trained and they're there when somebody starts shooting, how many innocent people might they kill in the process of trying to shoot the right person that they should shoot?
Maybe we need to bring back the draft then. No.
Maybe so, Chris. I'm glad you called our show. And from Gretna, Sam, you're on WWL. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Scoot. Funny you bring up Rush Limbaugh. But the point I was going to make originally, I want to keep it short, unlike my emails, is what's very well known and not addressed by the liberal media is the very, very close years-long friendship between President and Mrs. Obama and President and Mrs. Laura Bush. They have been very close friends since the transition. And how long has President Obama, 8 years of presidency and so forth, they've been friends for years, and no one takes shots at President Obama or President Bush. Also, the very well-known, very close friendship between President Bush Sr. and President Clinton. And funny you bring up Rush Limbaugh, because one of his previous marriages, he enlisted and hired out Sir Elton John to play at the reception. And despite their politically different views, they have been close friends. And
this
Elton says, yeah, sure, what, yeah, where and when. And
Sam,
and nobody had a problem with that. They thought it was rather odd. But you didn't see the vitriol that Elton's getting now.
Interesting point.
What about the long-term friendship between the Obamas and President and Mrs. Laura Bush, and then the friendship between President Clinton and the late President Bush Sr.?
And think about how many people disagree with Bruce Springsteen's politics, but they'd love to sit down and have a beer with him.
Yes, sir.
Sam, I appreciate the call. Here is a text that says, I agree that waving a gun is stupid and irresponsible for any reason, but I think you are implying that his intent was, I'll freaking kill you, is a dramatic effect on your media irresponsibility. Well, again, I'm going to say what they say in the Reese's commercial. Not sorry. Yeah, I mean, I do a talk show. And I think when somebody pulls out a gun, when they're disagreeing with somebody and they pull out a gun, there's an implied threat there that I'm going to shoot you. Or I have the ability to shoot and kill you. Why else would you pull out a gun? I mean, we can speculate all we want, and it's speculation on my part as well. But why do you pull out a gun if you're having a disagreement with somebody? Why do you show them the gun? Why did he have to? He could disagree with this woman, and they could roll their windows down, and they could disagree with each other, but the guy pulled out a gun. So I'm convinced that he was basically saying, I have a gun, and I can kill you. He didn't mean that he was going to. But the suggestion was, I so disagree with your political beliefs that I can kill you. And I mean, that's where we are. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. I'm thinking about some people that I disagree with that I really would have no interest in having dinner with or having a beer with at all. Or even coffee. Sean Hannity. Disagree with him, but there's nothing there that makes me think that, you know, he would be fun to be with. Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell. Wouldn't want to hang out with any of them. Steve Scalise said this to him when he was in the studio earlier this week. Yeah, we disagree on a lot of stuff, but I could have fun hanging out with a guy. Who is it that you disagree with politically that you would enjoy sitting down and hanging out with? Our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. We'll be right back. And hey, that's okay. It's okay if we disagree. I mean, my God, this is America. Think about what the First Amendment means. This doesn't happen often on our opinion poll questions, but let me give you the results of the current WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Is having respect for the Constitution part of being a patriotic American? 100% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I'm sure that will change, but I certainly feel justified in the response that I gave to somebody who sent a text last hour and said being a patriotic American has nothing to do with the Constitution. And I totally disagreed with that. Now, we decided to do this poll. We're talking about what Ellen and Bush represented and the criticism from liberals that Ellen, a gay liberal, would even sit next to George W. Bush and would appear to be enjoying his company, laughing with him at the Packers-Cowboys game in Jerry Jones' suite at AT&T Stadium in Texas. That should not be a big deal. And we should appreciate the fact that we can disagree. And I love the way Ellen has handled this. And I love that we have a chance to talk about this. It's okay to say, hey, I don't agree with that person, but you know what? I don't know. They might be a kind of a cool person to hang out with. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I would like to hang out with President Clinton during his presidential days. He would have made one heck of a wingman. Well, that's true. And he might have attracted some. Here is a text that says, with every right comes responsibility. It's in quotes because I just said that. With every right comes responsibility. You're right. The text says, you're right. There is a greater responsibility for free speech when you are responsible for what goes out over 50,000 watts and you call someone a hypocrite and you interpret their ideas the way you want to while not voicing their thoughts. Text on the air. Well, if somebody sends me a text, that's all I can go by. And by the way, my responsibility is to the First Amendment. And my responsibility is to be honest about my views and my opinions. This is an opinion-based show. And it's interesting that there are people who will criticize me for expressing my opinion, but would they dare text Rush and Hannity and say, hey, you guys shouldn't be expressing your opinions on those shows? You see, that's the hypocrisy that we address every afternoon. From Jefferson, Cedric, you're on WWL.
Yes, my name is Cedric Simmons. I'm at Walmart with my mother putting the groceries in the car.
Okay.
I wanted to get in. I wanted to get in a conversation before we pulled off. First of all, I don't have a problem with Ellen and George Bush. That shouldn't be a problem. But I do have a problem with Donald Trump sitting down with him. Because I don't like the names that he gives people, Sleepy Joe and Pocahontas. Suppose somebody called him Bone Spurs Trump. I'm pretty sure he would not like that one bit.
Oh, I think it's a good point. And President Trump does use derogatory words to describe people. Yeah, he does.
I'm pretty sure every time they spoke about him, he would say, Bone Spurs Trump, Bone Spurs Trump. I know he would not like it one bit. And also, about the guns, the person came on talking about the guns and overthrowing the government. Is that going to really happen? So we don't need guns that shoot off 100 rounds a minute.
And, well, I mean, I get it.
No one is not trying to overthrow the government or nothing like that.
No.
But anyway, that was my comment.
All right. I'm glad you called. We're not getting into the assault weapon style gun debate. I get the debate. But it was amazing earlier when I mentioned this story from Minnesota about a Trump supporter waving a gun at a woman after seeing an Elizabeth Warren bumper sticker on her vehicle. And he had a Trump 2020 bumper sticker on his vehicle. And he waves a gun at her and is kind of taunting her. Well, the guy faces charges, and he should. But it was amazing how many people wanted to just immediately jump to the defense of this guy waving his gun. I don't know whether it's because he's a gun owner, although he didn't have a permit, so he was not a legal gun owner, or if because he's a Trump supporter. Here's the problem with America. There are Trump supporters who, no matter what, they will support a Trump supporter. All Trump supporters are not good people. All Elizabeth Warren supporters are not good people. I don't know when we're going to get this through our collective thick brains. No, actually, our brains aren't thick. It's our skulls that are thick. But you can't just blanketly support somebody just because they're a Trump supporter or blanketly criticize somebody just because they're a Democrat. What basis do you have for doing that? I mean, you have the freedom to do it, but it doesn't make it doesn't make logical sense. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870, and from Mandeville, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good.
Good. So, first of all, for the person that texted in and said that Clinton would make a good wingman, make no mistake, you go out with Bill Clinton, you're going to be the one that's the wingman for the night.
Well, you know, that's probably a good point. I mean, when I read the text, I thought, you know, what would keep Clinton from stealing the person?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And second of all, you know, look, I'm a Republican. I'm a Trump supporter, you know, yada, yada, yada. But I think, you know, I don't see eye to eye with President Obama's political views, but I think he would be a blast to hang out with. I mean, he's charismatic. You know, he likes to drink beer. He plays basketball. I think he would be a fun guy. And I'll be honest with you, I'd rather hang out with him than hang out with Trump, and I support Trump, you know? I think it would just be a lot more fun.
Mike, I appreciate the contribution to the show. And see, this, again, if you don't really have a chance to actually do it, just think about somebody in your mind that you totally disagree with politically that you could actually, you know, hang out with or be at a football game with. And you know, I mean, do we have to talk about politics all the time? I mean, every afternoon I try to demonstrate that, you know, there are times that we're going to have to talk about it, but I go out of my way to really not get into the heavy political discussions because of the fatigue factor. I mean, my God, there's just so much fatigue when it comes to, it changes every day, but it's the same thing. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I politically disagree with Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder, but I would enjoy having a beer with him, or two or three. LOL, that's from Bobby. Here's a text, I would like to sit down with Donald Trump and have a beer. I may not always agree with his opinions, but I think the man is very, very intelligent. And by the way, President Trump would not have a beer because he doesn't drink. And apparently he never drank. Maybe there's something in his past. I don't know. I've got a text here that says Oprah. So somebody disagrees with Oprah but would still like to sit down with them. Here's a text that says Alex Jones from InfoWars. Now, see, there's nothing about that guy that I would find interesting at all. I mean, there's some people we disagree with and they just don't seem like they would be interesting. That's okay, too. From Ken or Bob, welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good.
A Happy Meal?
Yes. I was calling about the gun. That's I'm at McDonald's right now, and I have a toddler in the car with me. And I was thinking how unsafe it is for somebody to wave a gun at you because of their personal political views. You know, I wouldn't, my political views may be different.
Right.
I know I'm in as a red state, you know, so I'm just about gerrymandered out of everything. So
yeah.
I know how people feel almost in this state. But to have somebody wave a gun, somebody else might pick up that idea about doing the same thing. And you have children in the car. And now you got a serious problem. Because if someone waved a gun at me and I have my baby in the car, of course, I have a gun in the car, too. I'm going to shoot them.
Well, you know, might, yeah.
And just flat out, I have a child in the car. Her father is a police officer. If somebody wave a gun at me, I'm going to shoot him. So, you know, and if it's some white person, because I happen to be dark-skinned, and you're waving a gun at me, and you think, okay, if you got this person sitting in the office that's going to support you waving guns, running me out of a political meeting because I disagree. My father voted for Nixon. I have no problem with people and their political views. But when they start bringing in, they think they could bring in their racism behind their political views, that's where you have a problem. So nobody should be waving guns at nobody because they politically disagree with each other.
I know. Bob, I totally agree with you. And I've got a text here that says, you can say you know what he's thinking, but no one else can. No, look, I'm telling you what my opinion is. My opinion is that if somebody waves a gun at somebody that they appear to disagree with politically, why are they waving the gun unless they're threatening somebody? It just makes total logic sense to me. You know, a long time ago, this song spoke to America about how we're all different, but we're everyday people. And when it comes right down to it, Ellen and Bush can sit next to each other and they don't have to agree on politics. Bono of U2 bonded with President Trump over AIDS help in Africa. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming back on WWL. All right. Today we wish a happy birthday to Jackson Brown. Jackson Brown is 71 years old today. Also, actor Scott Bakula, who spends a lot of time in New Orleans. He is the main actor in NCIS. New Orleans. He's 65 years old today. I mean, think about the concept of a crime show like there's really crime in New Orleans. Kind of realistic, right? All right, we've got a lot to talk about in the next hour. Somebody sent a letter to one of the Nittany Lions players of Penn State, calling his dreadlocks disgusting. It's time now for the free cash giveaway in our National Intercom Cash Contest. The code word this hour is writer. Text WRITER. WRITER to 72881. Text writer to 72881. That makes you eligible to win $1,000. That's all you have to do. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 4 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. And please never text and drive. I'm Scoot. We'll continue our conversation coming up right after the news. Stay with us. This is WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.